On February 13th, Kevin Edwards was driving in Richmond County when a deputy attempted to pull him over. The Northern Neck News spoke to a source close to the investigation who claims Edwards, who is a convicted felon, had no driver's license at the time and claims he didn't recognize the unmarked police vehicle, panicked, and drove off, and that the first deputy on the scene, Michael Yerby, slipped and fell and hit his nose on the back of Edwards' head, causing a nosebleed. Deputy T.J. McCormick arrived, the source says, and saw the injury and began an altercation with Edwards, who was on the ground in handcuffs. The source also claims in-car video shows the deputy was the aggressor and that he failed a lie detector test. A witness is set to testify that Edwards was the attacker. He's been held since February on charges of assault and battery on a police officer, eluding police, driving while intoxicated, and driving without a license. Both deputies resigned after an internal Sheriff's Department investigation. John Ogle, WCVE News.